In the passage right before the one we read at the beginning of our service in Matthew chapter 1, when the angel Gabriel comes to Joseph and tells him that Mary is going to have a baby, he tells Joseph that Mary will have a baby and that Joseph is to name him Jesus, because Jesus will save his people from their sins. That's what Jesus means. It means Yahweh saves, Jehovah saves. And there will be a lot of people this Christmas time that will be telling each other Merry Christmas at the office place. They'll be exchanging presents, be putting lights up, be doing a lot of things that we do at Christmas time. And most of them won't have any assurance that Jesus has forgiven their sins. A lot of people in our world know that Jesus is the Savior, but they don't know how they can have their sins forgiven. The wonderful thing about what the Bible teaches is that you can have a no-so salvation. How do I know that? Well, God says it. In 1 John chapter 5 and verse 13, the Apostle John writes, "These things have I written to you." So he's explaining, this is why I wrote this letter of 1 John. "These things have I written to you who are believing in the name of the Son of God, so that you may know that you have eternal life." Notice he says, he's writing to people who right now are believing in the name of the Son of God. He didn't say earning God's favor. He didn't say meriting it. He said believing, trusting by faith. And for those who are believing in the name of the Son of God, John says they can know that they have eternal life. You see, if salvation's up to you or me, if we have to contribute even the smallest part to it, then it becomes a I'm not so sure kind of salvation. Because how do I know? I was talking to a friend recently who has a friend, and this friend was expressing to them that, well, when I get to stand before God someday, I hope I've done enough good things. I hope my good works will outweigh my bad. And it's not just a North American thing, that's all throughout the world. Every religion other than the one described by the Bible is a human effort religion. In India, people will go to the Ganges River and they'll try and wash their sins away in the holy water. That, quite frankly, from what I hear, doesn't look too holy or smell too holy, right? Or animistic people worshiping idols. What are they doing? They're trying in some way to appease the gods, to do something that will make the gods to smile upon them. And the great news of the Bible is that though we can't make God smile upon us in and of ourselves, he does smile upon Jesus. And Jesus died in our place so that we can have assurance of salvation. And so he says, for those who repent and believe in Jesus, he says, you can know that you have eternal life. If I have to contribute anything to my salvation, even the smallest part, even if I say it's 95% Jesus and it's 5% me, I will fall short every time. I've heard it compared to trying to jump across the Mississippi River. Have any of you ever driven across the Mississippi River on a bridge? Nobody? Okay, a few of you. It's huge. It's huge. If you were to stand on one side of the Mississippi River and think, I've got to jump as far as I can to the other side, or I can't swim, I'm gonna get swallowed up and I'm gonna drown here. My only hope is that I make it all the way across. Well, you can take the greatest long jumpers from the past, Carl Lewis, whoever you want to name, and he might jump farther than I will, but if he can't swim, he's still gonna drown. I might only get 18 feet now. He might get 25 feet or 28 feet, whatever they're jumping now. He might get 10 feet further than me, but he's still in the same predicament as I am. And that's the way it is if we have to contribute anything to our salvation. I may consider myself a little better person than you or a little worse person than you. I might only get 18 feet across. You might get 28 feet across, but you're still not there. And so if it was up to us, all of us, the Bible says, fall short of the glory of God. None of us match up to God's perfect standards. Otherwise, why would Jesus have died? If I could contribute anything to my salvation, Jesus' death would have been in vain. But as Jesus was breathing his last, he cried out, "It is finished," meaning everything is done. There's nothing left to do except for you to believe. Because Jesus had paid a satisfactory price. The Father smiles on Jesus' sacrifice. And for those who by faith receive Jesus, the Father then smiles on us. So we don't have to wait till we stand before God and say, "Well, I hope my good works outweigh my bad. I hope God lets me in." We can right now have the confidence of eternal life. And by the grace of God, I have it. Not because I deserve it, but because Jesus has won righteousness on my behalf. So I want to ask you here at this Christmas time, unlike most of the people that are celebrating Christmas, not knowing exactly what they're celebrating, do you know that you have eternal life? Do you know that your sins are forgiven? Here's the promise that Jesus gives us. Whoever believes in his name may know that they have eternal life. That's my testimony by the grace of God this Christmas. And I hope if it's not your testimony, that tonight it will be. Will you pray with me, please? Heavenly Father, my desire is that everyone gathered here tonight would know that Jesus is their Savior and their sins are forgiven. That they would have the confidence and assurance that you promise in your word that anyone who turns from their sins and believes the gospel of Jesus' death, burial, and resurrection has eternal life and will never come into condemnation because they passed out of death into life. Lord, we thank you that you are the Savior who takes away the sin of all who will believe. There's someone here tonight, Lord, who does not have assurance of salvation. You offer it as a free gift, and I pray that tonight they would turn from their sins, believe in Jesus, be born again, and have assurance of eternal life, so that when their eyes close in death, they're not scared what happens after that, because they know that their eyes will open and they will be with you. We're thankful for these wonderful promises. In Jesus' name, amen.